Ask the question again.
If you build a sukkah over 20 amos, and it fulfills the requirements to be pasul according to Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan, doesn't matter. Is it pasul? Is it a sukkah but it's pasul, or does it not exist?
Anyone want to answer that? It's a machlokas, the Balamor and the Raidat. It's a machlokas in the Girsa and the Gemara. It's a machlokas in Girsa, which I don't want to deal with right now. When we get to the sugya of sukkah tachas sukkah and we sort of read it on its own, we're not going to spend a lot of time. We'll talk about the Girsa then. It's not important for parsing what we're doing right now. Yes, Noam?
I was just wondering, do we know what Girsa is in
the No. The question, I will tell you the following. The Milchamos, I would not have expected this. In responding to the Balmors, wondering why the Rif omitted it, the Milchamos wants to argue because it was a Davar Pashut based upon another sugi that the Rif does quote, and wants to assume that Sach above 20 Amos is not Sach Pasol, it's just not Kosher. The real question is, what is the Ramban's Girsa? And he doesn't. What's striking, the Raivit attacks the Balamor for his Girsa. The Ramban doesn't say a word about that. Presumably he's seen the Kasav Sham. I would also add, as an additional note, we did look at the Kisvei Yad, and the two printed editions have the Girsa of the Balhamor, have the Girsa of what we have in our, obviously, in our Gemara, and what the Raivit insists is correct, and what I don't know actually what other Rishonim have, come think of it. But most of the Kisvei Yad either read almost explicitly like the Baal HaMor, or quiet, or mashma ksas like the Baal HaMor. None of the five Kisvei Yad that I have access to, that the Lieberman CD Ram has, none of them have a Girsa like we have in our Gemara. I didn't, you know how you knew there was another Girsa before you saw the Baal HaMor. How did you know? Why?
Because he says it's from the.
He says Hachi Garcinan. Because Rashi says Hachi Garcinan. What does it mean when Rashi says Hachi Garcinan? It means more than that. Well, no, actually, it would seem from Rabbi Nutam's comments in the introduction to the Sefer Hayashar, where he laces into his brother, that Rashi was Magia, the text, because he thought it was wrong. I don't know whether in some cases he had another Ksav Yad, but the Rabbeinu Tam utters a very famous line in the Hakdama to the Sefer Ayasha, where he said the Rabbeinu Tam, and there are two Sefer Rabbeinu Tam, the Chidushim and I think the Shelos Uchuvos, both called Sefer Ayasha, two different Halakim. So in the introduction to one of them, the Chidushim looks like Aratosis, or a lot like Aratosis. In the introduction to one of them, he says that as much as my grandfather Rashi was Magia, my brother Rashban did 10 times as much. And he screams about, he excoriates those who changed the Sfarim. He speaks about a Cherem against Magia Sfarim. They talk about it as if like there were a Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom against polygamy, against the divorce Malkarcha. There's a Cherem against Magia Sfarim as well. When I read the Sefer Yashua, I haven't read it in a long time, my sense is it was a polemical statement, it wasn't a formal convocation. You know, where part of Rabbeinu, assuming it was Rabbeinu Gershom circle, they got together, they also issued a Cherem against Magia Sfarim. I don't think that's what Rabbeinu Tam actually meant. I just meant he thought it was a terrible thing. As a general rule, you should be very, very careful before suggesting a textual emendation in rabbinic literature to make sure that your reading is that you're just missing something. Okay. Anyway, let's pick up where. Let me remind you very briefly what we said in the Raivid yesterday. There's one part of the Raivid that's almost unreadable. Something's happened in the gear, so you can see they're playing with it. It's the section we were up to. But I just want to review what the Raivit said, and I'm really going to leave this section for now. I want to go on to the next part. I'm going to ignore the difficult passage. I don't think he's adding anything, but there's a problem. You know, again, you have to figure out the Girsa there. I just want to review what he said and remind you sort of what's going on structurally. I'm going to repeat what I said to one of you during Seder, who's very bothered by the Raivit Sheet, who thinks it's very dachuk, which is, I'm not concerned whether you think the Raivit Sheet is dachuk or not. I might agree with you. Probably most of the Rishon disagree with the Raivit. But I'm more interested in you understanding how the Raivit and other Rishonim read the Gemara. What were the pieces of the puzzle that they were trying to put together, you know, and what was pulling at them in order to understand what they said. You may think that there's a better way of putting the pieces of the puzzle together. You may not like the Ravid solution, but you should understand how he's dealing with the moving parts. The Ravid was faced with one raya that the Baal HaMor brought, the only true raya that the Baal HaMor brought, which was, there are really two rayas, but one the Baal HaMor brings, the other one the Baal HaMor doesn't know what it is, but it's a raya. He doesn't know what the riff meant. The Baal HaMor said that the sugya on Daf Zayin, with the fact that Abaye identifies Rabbi Yehuda's Shita as Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan, and not the Chacham Shita, he omits the Chachamim. The assumption is that the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is about Diras Keva versus Diras Arai. Then when we learn the opening Sugya, the other Rishonim are starting with not a binary, but a three is for a binary, a tertiary. They're starting with the following. There are only three possibilities. In terms of understanding the Machlokas Rehud and the Chachamim. Possibility one is that they both require Diras Keva. Possibility two is that they both require Diras Keva. Possibility three is that they're arguing whether you need Diras Keva or Diras Arai. The first Shita is Rabbi Shita. The second Shita is Rabbi Zeri Shita. Both of those Shitas, there's no Machlokas that Sukkah Diras, that we presume Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan. It's certainly in that context, it can be a Diras Keva, that's for sure. And in the context of the first Mishnah, if a Sukkah is allowed to have a shear of a Diras Keva, then you say that that person holds Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inon, even though technically you don't have to build it that way. Only according to Rava is the Machlokas about Keva versus Arai. So if you start with that assumption, that any time you encounter a Sugya in Shas, a Sugya in Ar Masechta or elsewhere, that works with the assumption that the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is about Diras Keva and Diras Arai, that sugya is assuming that Rava's opinion. It means the sugya the Shmaitza is Aliba the Rav. And the Raven in his first approach accepted that principle. And he had to grapple with one particular sugya one sugya that was particularly compelling in this argument, which was the sugya and Tafsayan that the Baal HaMor raised. How did the Ravid solve that problem? He gave a teretz local to that situation, to that sugya. He just said, the reason why Abaye singled out Rabbi Yehuda is not because Abaye held like Rava. It's because we don't really know what the Chacham held. It's not clear. There's a machlokas. But Rabbi Yehuda, we know, holds you can build a sukkah of a shir keva. Therefore, you can say Rabbi Yehuda holds the res keva be'inan. The Chacham might, if you hold like Rava, but they might not if you hold like Rava. So the fact that Abaye doesn't say the Chacham also is because he doesn't want to take a stand right there on Rava versus Rav and Rav Zeira. So it's a very local teretz. If I dredge up another sugya now, that shows you that the sugya is assuming that Rabbi Yehuda holds diras keva, the Chacham hold arai, it's a problem for the Ravid, because the answer he gave only solves daf zayin amid beis. But now the Ravid came up with a second solution. He said, you know what? Wrong. There aren't only. It's not a tertiary. It's a quadriary. I'll make that word. Possibility one. Both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham hold Sukkas Keva Be'inan. Possibility two, both the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda hold Sukkas Keva Be'inan. Possibility three, the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Possibility three, Rabbi Yehuda holds Sukkas Diras Keva Be'inan, and the Chacham holds Sukkas Arai Be'inan. Possibility four, Rabbi Yehuda holds Sukkas Diras Keva Be'inan, and the Chacham hold Sukkas Diras Arai Be'inan. Now, you understand, first Shita, that holds Sukkah Diras Keva, both hold Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan, is Rabba. Second Shita is Rabbi Zeira, also holds Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan, both Chacham Rabbi Yehuda. What are Shitas 3 and 4? How are they different? If Rabbi Yehuda holds Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan, and Chachamim holds Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan, what's the difference between Shitas 3 and 4? Correct. In other words, the Machlokas is whether the first Mishnah is a Machlokas about that. In other words, they both agree. Both Rava and Rav Hanan bar Rava agree that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim do happen to disagree whether Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan. For example, it might be the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the second parak by Yoshein Tachasamita might be the source for that machlokas. But the machlokas between them is the machlokas in the first Mishnah of the Masechta about that issue? Does it hinge upon that issue or no? Maybe nobody subscribes to the notion of roy, the shear that's roy le diras arai. Rava says the first not only Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim generally argue about sukkah diras keva diras arai, but the first Mishnah is also about that issue. And Rav Chanan bar Rava says no. He says yes, they generally argue about arai versus keva, but that's not what the Mekudas HaMachlokas is in the first Mishnah of the Masechta. Why is that so important? Why is it so important? Because it means now, if you find a sugya that assumes that Rabbi Yehuda holds sukkah diras keva be'inan, and the Chacham holds sukkah diras arai be'inan. What does that prove about Rava? No, nothing. Just because somebody says that the Chacham are working with the Sheet of Diras Arai and repeat the Sheet of Keva, that doesn't mean that they're reading the first Mishnah that way. That could be they're reading the Mishnah about Yashen Tachas Amita that way. And the first Mishnah in the Pesach, that could be about something else. So in other words, once you say that, when Abaye assumes that only Rabbi Yehuda fits in the Shita. Why not the Chacham? The answer is because they hold Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan. So does he agree with Rava? The Rabbi says, no, he doesn't agree with Rava. He agrees with Rechanan Bar Rava. Rechanan Bar Rava agrees that the Chachamim don't hold Sukkah Diras Kevim and hold Sukkah Sarai Binan. But that's not how he explains the Machlokas and Hafez Amin Aleph. That he explains based upon something else. Based upon Xer Hashem Yipol. And it won't even be a Rai. No way you have that?
It's very strong.
I think that's clearly what the Rabbi is doing, and that's the advantage of his second Peretz. It's not a plug-in to the first to the Sugya and Daf Zayin. It's a general tool that will work. In other words, you can have the... You know whose Raya that will undermine, by the way? You know whose Raya that will undermine? There's only one other obvious Raya that will undermine. Which Raya the Riff?
The last one.
As explained by whom?
By
Balmor doesn't know what it is. It's explained by the Muhammos and the Ran. And Ran's just quoting the Muhammos. In other words, the Ran and the Muhammos understood that the Ris Rai, he doesn't say what it is. And the Ravid assumes something different, by the way. That's what we're going to do in Shir today. But the Ran and the Ramban assume that the Raya of the Rif was from the last line in the Sugya, where Aliba de Shmuel, the Gemara suggested that the Machlokas from Yehudim the Chachamim about an Ein Diyurim Velyona is a case where you have a sukkah where the floor, the Vischach of the lower, which is the floor of the upper, works, but only barely. And Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not a good floor, and therefore it's all one sukkah. And the Chacham say, it is a good floor, so the bottom sukkah is a sukkah, tacha sukkah, and no good. So the Ramban and the Ran following him say, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda holds sukkah diras keva be'inan. That's why a flimsy floor that barely works is not called the floor. And the Chachamim say, no. Sukkah diras arai be'inan. So a flimsy floor that's a floor functions is actually is a good floor, and it's sukkah tacha sukkah. Does that, assuming that you want to read the Gemara that way, does that prove that the Ravid's wrong? Does that have to be Aliba de Rava? Does that have to, no, why not? Why does it not have to be Aliba de Rava? Could be like Rav Chanan bar Rava. In other words, yes, there's a machlokas from Yidna Chacham. And in this Mishnah on Daf, whatever it is, Yud Aleph Amid Beis, about Sukkah Tacha Sukkah, about the Yirin, yeah, that's the Nekudas HaMachlokas according to Shmuel. But it's not the Nekudas HaMachlokas of Daf Beis Amid Aleph. If it's not the machlokas of Daf Beis Amid Aleph, you're entitled to Paschal like Rabba. Yes, Morty.
The Gemara that talks about the Shita says that it bases the fact that Rabbi Yehuda holds Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan on the Gemara, on that Mishnah, on Beis Amid Aleph. It doesn't...
Yes, 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 yes. Someone answer Morty's question. He thinks he's thrown a, you know, thinks I said this brilliant thing, and Noah thinks I said this brilliant thing, and now he shudda beinarga. He threw a bolt through it. Right? He says, but when Abaye in the Shita, he cites Rabbi Yehuda for the first Mishnah. What does that prove?
Nothing.
Why not?
Because he didn't exactly know what the Shita was. He didn't know the Shita was the common word. Oh, forget about that.
It's not
relevant. Not relevant to our Mishnah because of the way that we're interpreting the whole.
No, but he's arguing. I'm suggesting that you could say Rabbi Yehuda holds Kema and the Chacham hold Arai, but not based upon the first Mishnah. That's separate machlokas. There are some people, Rabba, Rav Zeber, Rav Chanan bar Rav. But he says the proof text they cite for Rabbi Yehuda's Diras Kema Be'inan is our Mishnah. It is the first Mishnah. The Tanan, Sukhishiyah Masarama. So he says I'm wrong. Why not? Yeah, yeah.
Our Mishnah does prove that Rehud holds Derek Keva because you could build a sukkah over 20 amot tall, which means that you can have a Derek Keva. But it doesn't prove that that's what they're arguing about. It happens to be a case where we see that Rehud holds Derek Keva.
And so we say, O Chavrusa, O Misusa.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, here. Okay, now that's exact. Let me repeat it. The point is, and this is, this is the point. The first Mishnah does prove that Rabbi Judah holds Diras Keva b'inan. In other words, in the sense that a Diras Keva is definitely allowed.
Maybe not.
I could give a more dochak teretz, which would have been, which was the rabbi would probably say, is that it's just shorthand. Now, in other words, they picked any mishnah, right? He doesn't choose the chachamim because they hold the arai. It's not based upon the mishnah, but he picked Rabbi Yehuda as a shorthand. The problem with your teretz, I think, which is what I thought initially, is that the Chachamim who hold Arai, if you're saying they pasul because, if you're saying...
No, I don't care about Chachamim at all right now.
No, I know that. But you have to think, mid the Rabbanan Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda. You and I wanted to say that from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda allows you to build a taller than 20, holds that you see that Sukkah diras keva be'ina, meaning you're allowed to make a keva here, and that means you will hold diras keva be'ina. The problem is, the Chachamim in the first Mishnah, according to the Ravid's reading, would agree that once you build it bigger than the smallest amount, then it will be stable. That's why they machshir, but not because it's diras keva. They say you're building it taller than 20, and now it's 9 tefachim by 9 tefachim. We're not afraid that the big bad wolf's going to blow it over, so it's not totally a ride that doesn't stand. But they allow it above 20 almas, and they allow it above 20, and yet they still hold the alma. They still hold the alma. That diras sukkah diras arai binan, you see that the first mishnah, in other words, the chiddush of Rabba is this idea of shir haroi la arai. But I think once you say like Rechanan Barava, the first mishnah proves categorically nothing about even Rabbi Yehuda about sukkah diras keva, because you could hold sukkah diras arai binan and still allow a sukkah above 20 amos as long as it's bigger than 7x7, because 7x7 is just going to tip over. Or we're afraid it's going to tip over. You're going to build it in a way that will tip over.
Isn't that why is that a problem? I'm saying that still answers Morty's question.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It resuscitates Morty's question. Now, why would they cite in the Shita? Why would he cite in the Shita the first Mishnah if the Raivet, not only is that not the Nekudas HaMachlokas, but you can't prove from that Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds Sukkah Diras Keva Ve'ina? Why would you say proofs from the Mishnah that Sukkah Diras Keva Ve'ina? Because you would say, because Rabbi Yehuda allows a Sukkah above 20 Amos, which means he allows a Shear which is Roy for Keva. Except for, that idea of a Shear which is Roy for Keva is Rava's innovation. Rav Chanan Bar Rava would say, yeah, the Chachamim hold Sukkah Diras Arai Ve'ina, but that has nothing to do with the first Mishnah. You can build a Sukkah larger than 20 Amos tall. You know why? Because that's not definitionally what's related to Arai.
What I seem to be understanding is that you're saying that the way that Rishni Gemara and Amdana with that is understanding Rabbi Yehuda is through the lens of Rava.
What about Zion? The Shita Gemara.
The Shita Gemara.
Abaya.
Sorry.
Yeah, Zion. Okay.
The way that is through Rava.
Right.
I don't understand why is that problematic. We could still say that the first Mishnah doesn't have to do with Diran Teva or Diran Arai. Oh, that's just...
No, but now you have a sukkah to Shvaitza. You have a sukkah. You see that Abaye himself. Abaye himself was loaded to Rav. What I'm telling you is the Raivid, by establishing a global machlokas of the Chacham, independent of the first Mishnah, allows you to take any sukkah that says, Rabbi Yehuda holds Diras Keva Ve'inan, and not agree with Rava. Because yes, Rabbi Yehuda holds sukkah Diras Keva Ve'inan, as opposed to the Chachamim, Rav Chanan Bar Rava says that. Because you don't have to accept the Rava's interpretation in the Mishnah to say that the Sugya the Shmaitza, and you can still say that the Sugya the Shmaitza is assuming that Rabbi Yehuda Chacham do argue about Kevin Arai, having nothing to do with the first Mishnah. Maybe that's the difference. In other words,
you're saying it's still you can still make the argument that the Sugya Machloket is about Keva versus Arai, but it's not. But the first Mishnah is not
the first Mishnah is not based upon that. That's not the Kudas Machloket there. Right, so then his question is, why bring the proof text that Rabbi Yehuda holds of the Sukkah for the first Mishnah? And what does Rabbi Yehuda say in the first Mishnah? You can build the Sukkah to all the 20 Amos. But the Chachamim in the first Mishnah, according to Rav Chanan Bar Rava,
who hold sukkah nearest a rabbinah, they also hold you can build a sukkah taller than 20 amos, as long as you make it 8 or 9 tefachim, at least, not a minimum of 7. At that stage, it's still a diras arai. The only indication we have is something might be a diras kavah, maybe 4 by 4 amos. Just larger than the minimum shear is a diras arai. The reason why the chacham permitted is because they're not afraid of the big bad wolf blowing it down. So they're not afraid of that it's arai darai. But it's still a diras arai, and the chachamim permit the chachamim who hold sukkah diras arai be'idan. I'm sorry, the chacham still hold, excuse me, sukkah, is that the answer? Diras arai be'inan, and yet they allow it to hold in 20 amos. They allow it to hold 20 amos even though sukkah diras arai be'inan. So what we have in the first Mishnah is the following, that a sukkah, which is more than the minimum size shear, the chacham and Rabbi Yehuda agree, you can build it taller than 20 amos, even though Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold sukkah diras kevah be'inan, and the chacham happens to hold sukkah diras arai be'inan. So there's nothing in the first Mishnah that would suggest that, if you read like Rav Chanan and Bar Rava, there's nothing in the first Mishnah that would suggest that Rabbi Yehuda shita, that Rabbi Yehuda holds sukkah diras kevah be'inan. We know that from elsewhere. But there's nothing in that first Mishnah that would say that either the Chacham or Rabbi Yehuda happened to adopt one particular position. So why does Abaye and the Shita then point to the first Mishnah?
I mean, the argument that I think the Rabbi brings, and he uses the phrase Dera Rai and Dera Kevah, in strategically located places. Mm-hmm. I think his argument is, meaning, what is the machloket in the one case of, Zion Tzachem or Zion Tzachem? And I think the way he frames the argument is, because Chachamim hold a Dir and Arai generally, they assume that a sukkah that is narrow and tall and Arai will fall over.
Right.
The fact that Rabbi Yehuda allows you to build a sukkah that is narrow and tall only works because he also holds a Dir Kevah.
Does he really say it that way?
I think he
frames
it that way.
He says, "Va'yudim achshem estam lasosa ela chazaka." You're reading a lot into that. You're reading, okay, but maybe that's what he was being sensitive to. Yair's point is, I don't know if he's right or not. He's suggesting that Rabbi Yehuda's shita of why is he not gozer when you build the sukkah above 20 amos so small that you're afraid that you're going to make it arai, is because since you hold sukkah diras kevah be'ina mistama, he's going to build a kevah anyway. He's going to build a b'chazka. It's a lot for those words to hold, but it's possible. Yes, Morty.
But we're assuming that for the opinions for Rav Zera and Rabba, that the chachamim are even more kevah, because they're saying you can't build it with that. You can't build it without having the
Fanos. Right, there's the build of the Fanos, and the bigger you build the sukkah, the more kevah it is.
Right, so then we're going to say that for Rabba and Rosera, but we're not going to say that for Rav Chanan bar Rabba? Meaning, I'm responding to Yair's response.
No, I'm trying to...
It's a proof for Yair's response.
No, I don't think so.
No, it is, because without your response, you could have just as easily said either Rava's opinion or Rav Zera, because according to this,
you lost me.
It's just as a
Rava. I know that I do that sometimes to the Shear when in the conversation. Okay, I got lost right here. I do appreciate, by the way, Amita Shel Torah, that people are bringing rayas against their own shitas. That's good. That's genuine Muhammad Shel Torah. Okay, since we've lost me by now, I think I'm going to put this to rest for the moment so we don't go any further down this rabbit hole, and we're going to come back to the rabbit. Natalia.
That is one
of
my questions. Yeah. Why do we have to assume that
he doesn't. But we only care what Abaye holds. Now, what the rabbit is trying to say is just because Abaye assumes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham do disagree about the U.S. Kevah Arai, doesn't mean that that's how he reads the first Mishnah. Right? In other words, if they disagree about the U.S. Kevah and the U.S. Arai, then he cannot be reading, according to Abaye, he can't be reading like Rabba, he can't be reading like Rabbi Zera. Because for them, for both of them, the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda agreed that Pesuk and the U.S. Kevah mean, and they're arguing about something else.
It's just
the other Rishonim didn't think there was a fourth possibility besides Rabba, Rabbi Zera, and Rabba. And once you acknowledge that the machlokas of Yehuda Chachamim seems to be, is Diras Kevah Deis Arai, as Abaye seems to do by putting Rabbi Yehuda in the Shita and Chachamim, it seems that he's conceded Rava. So the Rabbi says, no, he hasn't, because there's a fourth opinion. You forgot about it. And that fourth opinion could agree with Rava that the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda do happen to disagree on Diras Kevah Deis Arai, just not in the first Mishnah. Now, it does, by the way, create one other interesting conundrum for the Ravid, which he doesn't address. The Ravid is not interested in making the sugya, the Shmaitza, work according to Rabbah.
He's only interested in making sure that it's not like Rava. Because if you think about what he's done with this, how does Abaye hold? What's the sugya of the Shmaitza? Or better said, if the Rif's diuk were based upon what the Machamas and the Ran said, which is Rabbi Yehuda's in Yeshdi or Galiona, Roy Aydeh Achak. If that's the Machlokas, so who is that sugya following?
Unclear.
No. Well, it could be Rava, but the Rabbi would be saying it's following Rav Chanan bar Rava. So why doesn't he pass the Rav Chanan bar Rava then? You should be able to prove from that sugya that you don't pass it like Rava.
Only if you think
that that's how to read that end of the sugya. Okay.
Whereas, why does the Rabbi want to kill? Why is the Abaye argument so important for Rava,
for the Rabbi? You know, first he gives a kvetch. Loved after Rabbi Yehuda, but he just weren't sure. But the Rabbi really wants to hone in on it for another reason. Why is it so important that he defeat the argument from Abaye? Because why wouldn't you paskin like Rava? Because Kusha da Abaye. So if the Murray de Kusha backed out, then hey, Abaye asked the question, Yair gave an answer to Morty, then we backed away from the answer, so Morty's question stands. So Abaye asked the Kasha to Rava, Abaye said, no, never mind, I'm not bothered by it. So you should really paskin like Abaye, you should really accept. You should really accept Rava. Because why wouldn't you? Because the only reason you wouldn't accept Rava, Kulu ki Rava lo svira lay on the top of that bezim and beis, Mishum Kusha da Abaye. If Kusha da Abaye, if the Murray the Kusha backed away, all the more reason you should paskin like Rava. So that's why the Rabbit is desperate to kill the argument from Abaye. Right? Okay. Even more so than any other sugya that might point in a certain direction. Yes?
So why would you do the fourth inami then?
What?
The fourth inami, Ramchana Varava, is the exact opposite.
Okay. No.
Yes,
it is. One second. Excuse me. Rav Chanan bar Rava, Rav, resorting to Rav Chanan bar Rava is a way to defeat the Abaye Kash, the Balamor's Abaye proof. Why? Because it says, yes, Abaye is Dafka, the Rabbi Yehuda, not Chanan, but not because he holds like Rava, but because he holds Rav Chanan bar Rava. So you don't see, so Abaye never backed away from his Kasha. Abaye believes that there's a Machlokas, the Chacham Rabbi Yehuda, Araya Keva, but he believes that the first Mishnah is totally irrelevant because what are this sheer Harotli? Abaye says, that's ridiculous. He doesn't buy into Rava's whole thing. He does believe there's a machlok of him the Chacham and Kevarai, just not in that Mishnah. So it also defeats, as I said, the advantage of the second, the Inami of the Ravid, is that we'll deal with all the other cases. Look, all over the Masechta, all first two prophet, numerous sugyas, the Kiva sugya, the Mita sugya, the Gemara assumes there's a machlok of Yehud and the Chacham about Arai or Kevarai. And if you only have three shitas in the first Mishnah, three possibilities, by default, every one of those sugyas is assuming like Rava. Rava's interpretation of Machlokas. Once you establish Rav Chanan bar Rava, you can say that all of those sugyas are assuming like Rav Chanan bar Rava. As I said, it raises the kasha for the Ravid, why paskin like Rava then? You should paskin like Rav Chanan bar Rava. Okay, but anyway, the Ravid is not trying to prove that you don't paskin like Rav Chanan bar Rava. He's trying to prove that you don't paskin like Rava. And if he can establish that there's no sugya of the Shmaitza that works on the Rava, he's happy. Now, again, this is starting. I know that Noam is really getting worked up inside already, because more and more, Noam wants to call the Ravid up from the dead and say, what were you thinking?
I changed my mind because the second part is good.
You read the second part. Right, this is all a prelude to the second part.
The second part, where that's what's really driving the Ravid, but he's got to deal with all these pesky sugya of the Shmaitzas. So, he kvetches. And then he comes up with a more global tool, which again, I think it still leaves him exposed to the question of paskin like Rav Chanan bar Rava. Okay, do you don't want to paskin like Rava? I accept that. Paskin like Rav Chanan bar Rava, because...
Why would you do that?
All the sugyas assume that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue about Diras Keva versus Diras Arai. What's that?
Like Rava.
Who says Rav? Why? But he's saying that's Rava's the Talmud. I have no idea what Rav Chanan bar Rava is the Talmud of. I send you the.
But if we're following Rav Chanan bar Rava on the basis of Abaye's authority, isn't Abaye a Talmud of Rava?
Rabbi Yosef, more so.
Okay.
I'm going to. Listen,
The point is, once they have a choice between. If everyone agrees.
No. Time out. I'm sorry. That's a false argument. That's not valid with following Mises. the taina of Talmud b'makom harav ein alachem is only valid when you're dealing with the question of basar question. It doesn't in any way address the sugya de shmita. I don't care what other call you offer. But the sugya de shmita is the most powerful raya outside of the maskana of the Gemara saying v'hilchasa. Sugya de shmita is one of the most powerful arguments for pesach halacha because it just shows you way that the besagre hashas, the amaran, whoever, we're assuming throughout shas. That's what they were assuming.
We're talking now about abaye.
Abaye,
yes,
but only every other sugya that assumes that Rehuda holds Diras Keva and the Chacham holds Diras Arai. Right? That sugya, the Shmaita, Rabbah see, there's an interesting path the Ravid never took. And I don't know why, and this might be the answer to Morty's question in some very, you have to work it out. Does Rabbah have to say that the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda both agree that Sukkah Diras Keva Be'ima? Why not, Noah?
Because he already established that 20 Amot might not automatically make a Keva.
Who already established?
Rabbi.
Yes, correct. In other words, the way I defeated Yair's and my proof against Morty was by noting that the fact that you allow a sukkah above 20 amos doesn't prove that you hold that sukkah diras keva ve'ina. Right? Because we said within Rav Chanan Bar Rava's interpretation of the Mishnah, so we said that you don't, the Chacham holds according to the Raivan, sukkah diras arai ve'ina, and yet they allow a sukkah 9 tochim by 9 tochim to be 20 amos tall, because we're not afraid of the big bad wind blowing it over. The little bad wind, I should say, blowing it over. Right? We're not afraid of that. So what did we establish? It's such a good teretz for the Ravid. What we've established is that you can hold the alma that the Chacham holds sukkah diras arai, or he holds sukkah diras keva, and this Mishnah is total immaterial. The fact that you can build a sukkah above 20 amos tells you nothing. The fact that you can build a sukkah above 20 amos also tells you nothing. If that's the case, then why does that work for Rabbi and Rabbi Zeir as well? The Rif said that according to Rabbi and Rabbi Zeir, Kol Shekein to the Chachamim in Ziras Keva, 4x4 Amos. But who says that Rabbi has to agree with the Rif at this point? And once he does that, in other words, he didn't really need to resuscitate Rav Hanan by Rabbi for this. All right, I've had enough of this. When Noam gets the call to Ravid up from that and ask him his question, she makes sure I ask him this one too. I don't know the answer to this question. Noah.
Okay, I'm just like very confused at it, so I guess I'll just, and you want to finish this, so
yeah.
I won't hold my specific question. But more generally, I feel like we're kind of mixing up two different things here. We're talking about like the technical arguments about like how the sugya makes sense, but then also talking like a more general level. About like the how the sock of the sugya works out, and I feel like there are like two different tracks here, and they're kind of.
All right, to eliminate the mixing of two issues, leave out just one thing that I said. I asked if the sugya of the Shmaitza assumes that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in fact do argue about Kevin Arai. Doesn't that prove that we don't hold like Rabbah? I agree, it doesn't prove that we hold like Rabbah. But I said for the Ravid, doesn't it prove that you don't hold like Rabbah? If you're not going to hold like Rabbah, you have to hold like Rav Chanan bar Rabbah. So leave that aside. That's a totally separate issue. I'm not interested in exploring that. That's just a throwing a barb at the Ravid. But let's just stick to the primary issue. What, in other words, what does the Machlokas and the Mishnah prove about Diras Keva and Diras Arai? And the Ravid claim for Rav Chanan bar Rabbah, the answer is nothing. Right? In other words, the fact that Rehud and the Chachamim argue Ba'alma has no bearing on this mission at all. But if that's the case, then the question is, why not say the same thing for Rabbah and for Rabbi Zeira? Say that their psul, that they don't hold, say that the Chachamim hold Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan. They hold that either you need Tzel Sukkah according to the Chachamim, or you need to see the Sach, right, L'man Yedu Derosechem. But outside of that, in a situation where you fulfill those requirements, Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan.
In other words, once you've established the possibility of the Rahana Baraba, that a sukkah above 20 amos does not the fact that you allow a sukkah above 20 amos does not automatically mean that you hold the Eres Kavabin. And how do I know that Rav Chanan bar Rava believes that a sukkah above 20 amos does not automatically hold the Eres Kavabin? Because the Chachamim allow a sukkah above 20 amos, according to Rav Chanan bar Rava. When? When do they allow a sukkah? If it's bigger than the minimum, 8x8. And yet they still hold, according to the Rabbi and Rav Chanan bar Rava, sukkah diras arayvinan. So once you've established, in other words, when we started out on the assumption that a sukkah above 20 amos must be keva, and Rabbi Yehuda obviously hold diras keva, the Chachamim don't allow it. But if the Chachamim allow it in a bigger sukkah, then they also hold diras keva be'inan. The reason they don't allow it in a smaller sukkah is for technical reason. But once Rabbi has done what he's done to Rav Chanan bar Rava, he's opened up Rava and Rabbi Zeira as well. Everybody, all the Amoraim, Osa Shalom b'Romav, all the Amoraim hold that Rabbi Huda holds in Chol Shas Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan, and the Chachamim hold Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan. And the only machlokus between Rava and his three fellow Amoraim is whether or not the Nekudas HaMachlokus in this Mishnah is based upon Keva Arai. Meaning, is there such an idea of a Shir Haro'i La Arai versus Keva? But there's no machlokus about Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim generally. Yeah, Rabbi Huda holds sukkah diras keva binan. Chachamim holds sukkah diras arai binan. Nafkamina, can you sleep under a bed? Maybe nafkamina is on the week's chach of the sukkah tacha sukkah, the idea of chach. Why does the Ravid have to come? In other words, the Ravid has basically undermined the whole sugya. That would be fine. He just doesn't say it. Right? He has to, in order to get to a place where you have a machlokus, arai versus keva of the Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda, but not like Rava, he has to say Rav Chanan bar Rava for some reason. That I don't understand why. It's such a good, he gets such a good hesber, it should solve the Rava's error. We could have a lot more peace. It's a quibble in one mission. I don't know. You have time to think about that. During the Avodah Yom Kippurim, the Chazan is Marech, and the Asar Harugei Malchus, and you're not inspired, so you can think about this. Yes, is there a question? Yeah. Okay.
I'll follow up.
Okay. Okay, Ravid part two. This is what was really driving the Ravid. The Ravid makes an assumption in the Rif, which is, it's reasonable because the Rif never spelled out what he was thinking. It's unreasonable because if the Ravid is wrong, his whole argument against the Rif falls apart. The Rif thought the Raya, you can see in the Ravid's language, the Rif thought that the Sugi of Sukkah Tacha Sukkah was a Raya for himself, that the hill like Rav. And what does the Ravid say about the sugya of Sukkah Tacha Sukkah? He says not only is it not a riot for the Rif, it's the tufta of the Rif. And that's what we're now going to sort of explore. I'm going to read. I will try to read slowly. If I read too quickly, slow me down. Okay, the Ravid, we begin with the Hasmach. Now that the Ravid has finished dismissing the Balamor, the fifth in the Oz V'Hadar Shas, it's on the fifth medium width line of the Ravid. V'hasmach she'samach harav zal al sugya de Rav Yirmiya de oz l'karava ma'od hi daka v'chalusha. It is very weak. Umaynihu, what is the proof? Mida amar Rav Yirmiya pa'amim she'shteyim psulos. Rav Yirmiya says that sometimes both sukkahs are psulos. Kigon de tarvayu tzilasan meruba mechamosan v'kaima elyona l'mala me'esrim. So let's sketch that case on the board. All right, we make solid to mean Silasa Ruma Mechamasa. Okay. This sukkah is, let's call it, ten tachah. From here to here. It could be more than that. I don't care. Now, the Elyona is above 20. What does above 20 mean? Give me a height. And choose the liminal cases. I want to know what's the height from here to here. This is the crucial question. The full height. What's yes. Amiel.
21.
21 amos, which should also be known as
20 amos plus 6 tvachim. Okay. Which you're suggesting now means that this distance is 19 amos. I'm going to do it the 4 tvach. Okay? That's what you're suggesting. Now, that's Amiel's suggestion. What does the Rabbi think the Rith held? So he says, Kegon de Tarvayu Tzilasim Rechamasim Vakaina Elin Ma'alam Esrim. Ve'i Kiraba, Ve'i Havi El Yonon Lamalam Esrim in Akarka, Amai Psula. Haki Yosef Begaga Tachtona, Shulta Eina Begag Hal Yona. So what does he say? He says that according to the Rabbah, this sukkah should be ksheira. Why? Because this distance between your floor and your roof is less than 20 amos. Now, Daniel.
But shouldn't it really not matter if the distance before the roof, but the... Never mind.
Okay.
Because you're sitting on the...
Now, the Ravid is going to basically set a trap for the Rif, only because he thinks that this is what the Rif holds, and that this is the proof. So what does he say now? He says, Elo kirava svirale, the chol lamala me esrim psula, zehu tam harazal. Why does Rava say, so firstly, according to the Gemara, why is the lower sukkah apostle, psula? Sukkah taha sukkah. Why is the upper sukkah psula? Lamala me'esrim. Okay. So, and it's lamala me'esrim from the karka. Why is that psula according to Rava? If the gap is only 19 amos for tahim, why is it psula? Because to have schach that high off the ground, you need walls that big. You need walls that are that big. Why? Because Rava holds that the shear of the mechitzos have to be a shear that's roi la'arai. And that's why this is possible. Now, there, of course, is a problem here, which the Rabbi will say in a moment. If you are really, really astute, I am not. I didn't realize it until the Rabbi said it. You realize that there's immediately, if this is the correct explanation of what the Rif's raya was and how the Rif understood Rava's shita, there's an immediate problem that's staring at you from the board. What is that? Why is the lower sukkah no good? Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. But why is it actually no good? How tall are the walls that hold up the lower sach, Benji? 21 amos. He's basically set a his explanation of the Rif sets the trap. He's going to go on. The nekuda that the Rif is assuming, according to the Ravid, which the Ravid believes is correct, but the Rif probably doesn't, and the Ravid himself says that, you don't have to read that way, is that Rava would pass on the sukkah, even if the sach is below 20 amos, provided that the walls are taller than 20 amos. In other words, take this sukkah. This is 21 amos. This is, I don't know, called 10 tefachim. No sach on top. The Ravid says that according to Rava, that's psula. Why? Because the walls were built more than 20 amos tall. You don't have to understand Rava that way. But note, if you don't understand Rava that way, what happens to the Rif's proof? Why? Because then Rava would have to agree it's not the size, at least the writer thinks, it's not the size of the mechitzos, it's the distance between, the way we measure ra'oi l'dir asarai is the distance between the floor and the sach. We don't care about the walls that are not between the floor and the sach. Yes, Yehuda?
Why don't we just say it's between the ground and the sach?
Hold on, the writer doesn't think to say that. That would have been, that may be the teretz for the Rif. If you do want to go down this path, if this is the Rif's raya, that may be the teretz. That may be the teretz. That we don't care about the height of the walls per se. We care about the distance between the sach and the bottom of the walls, which by definition means on the ground. Because you can't levitate the walls.
So what's the Rabbi going to say? I mean,
let's let Rabbi talk first. Okay, sir?
Why does this make the Rabbi's
proof go poof? The risk proof go poof. Because if you're going to say that it's not the shear of the mechitzos that matter, but rather the distance between the floor and the schach, then if the Ravid claims, what does the Rif, by the way, say about sukkah tachas sukkah in terms of where the Elyona, where both are psula? What's the example the Rif cites for that? What's the example he cites for Elyona ksheira tachtona psula?
Both have good style.
What's the case that he cites for tachtona ksheira and Elyona psula? And what's the case that he cites for both of them ksheiras? I'm not even letting you answer the first one. If you answer all four in one breath, and what does the Rif say about them?
Nothing.
The Rif omits it completely. That was what the Balamor complains about. The Rif omits it completely, so we don't know what the Rif holds. The Ravid asserts that the Rif holds this way. Right? There would have been a simple solution to make everybody happy, and this sugya would be like nobody. You know what that solution would be? If Amiel is wrong, Amiel's right. Amiel said he knew exactly what the Ravid was saying. But if this weren't true, if this gap were more than 20 amos, you'd understand why for Rava it's puzzle. You'd understand why for Rava it's puzzle. You still wouldn't understand for Rava why that's a psul sukkah tachas sukkah, according to the Ravid's assumption. But the point is, the Rif would not have had a raya, certainly, if this gap were bigger than 20. The Ravid is working backwards. What must the Rif's raya be? The Rif's raya must be from this case. We don't know what the Rif held. He doesn't say. The Ravid himself knows. Do you know what the Rif is probably going to tell you? It's mechitzos. We don't look at the actual physical mechitzos. We look at the sheer mechitzos that are necessary for sukkah. But that will also undo this raya. Right? It will also undo this raya because this should also be kosher for Rav. Unless you say what Gail said. Right? But I assume, I'm not confident, but I think it's reasonably possible the Rif would not agree with the Ravid at all. That wasn't the Rif's raya. Of course the Rif holds that you don't pay any attention to the walls. All you look at is the distance between the floor and the schach, period. Bein l'rava, bein l'rava. Except for Rava will be machshir if the defanus reach the schach. Whereas Rava says, always psula. No.
But he has a second assumption too, which is that...
Who's he?
The Ravid.
Yeah.
Which is that the top sukkah, by virtue of the fact that it's possible, is not a sukkah. And therefore, he has to say that Rava only cares about the entire wall, because otherwise the bottom sukkah would never be possible in this case.
One, the Ravid will say if this schach is too high, it's schach psula. He disagrees with Dalamar. On that question that Kesser opened shear with today, the Ravid says schach above 20 amos when it's possible, when it's no good, is like a tree. It's like a bias.
Oh, okay.
The Ravid says that the favorite. He attacks in the next Balamor, which I didn't intend to give you to read, and the Ravid just attacks it. He says that Gersh is wrong, and the whole thing is wrong. He doesn't buy into the chiluk that Kesser was suggesting or thinking about, which is that maybe schach above 20 amos isn't puzzle, it's just not master of the sukkah. Right? So leave that for the moment. Daniel?
Shouldn't you theoretically say that if that's the structure, the bottom, the schach of the bottom sukkah would technically provide extra support to the walls, making the walls be able to be a diras arai, but with the extra support of the schach?
So here's the problem. The opening sugya doesn't suggest that according to, who would that solve the problem for? Rava doesn't allow diras keva. On the Rava, you're describing a way to make it even more kavua.
This case doesn't work for the Rif as a proof. Because the walls themselves could be the diras arai, but the only reason they still stand is because the extra support.
Well, that's called keva now, and that should be no good according to the Chachamim. You're arguing for strengthening the walls. That makes it more diras keva. Right, the Rif would say, according to Rava, at least the Ravid thinks, whenever you have walls above 20 amos, that is by definition diras keva and no good for sukkah. You're talking about reinforcing the walls. That doesn't help. It makes it worse. It makes it even less a diras arai. Okay?
Doesn't Rava not care, though? You can have iron walls.
You can?
Yeah.
I know, but not above 20 amos. Right? Shir haroi larai. Shir haroi larai. Okay. So... Yes.
If you had like telephone poles,
yeah,
that stick into the ground,
mm-hmm,
and the telephone poles are larger than 20 amos,
okay,
and the walls in between the and there are walls suspended in between these telephone poles that are longer than 20 amos, and there's like a cube that's in the ground. There's a box that's partially in the ground and then partially above, and the part that's above is not above 20 amos, but the walls themselves are above 20 amos. So your sukkah, the place where you're sitting, is less than 20 amos above, less than 20 amos below the schach, but the walls are still above 20 amos. Would Rava say that that's all right?
Can I just ask you a question? Because, have mercy upon my architecturally challenged brain. Which is, supposing I build a sukkah with four walls and 50 amos tall, but instead of putting the schach on top, I put, 2x4s nailed in the inside of each of the walls at 10 amos of height, and I put the bamboo poles across there. So the schach is recessed into the sukkah 10 amos tall, even though the walls are taller. Is that the same thing as your case?
I guess. But
I mean, what is your case? I'm trying to find out what your case adds to that. What? You're on the ground. You're on the ground, right? And you have walls that are 50 amos tall, but your schach is recessed, so it's 10 amos off the ground.
So Rava's problem is that the walls, or I guess this is what we're saying, that this isn't what
walls that tall are by definition keva. And we don't care. The Ravi's initial assumption is that it makes no difference where you put the schach. In other words, the Ravid is, remember we said when we read the first sugya, for Rav Zeira and Rabba, the psul of above 20 amos is a psul in the schach. And for Rava, it's a psul in the defanos. The Ravid is taking that to the, I'm going to say reductio ad absurdum, he's taking that to the extreme. Right, he's saying, so we say roi la rai. He's saying, we at this point, we don't even care where the schach is. All we care is how tall those walls are. Okay, so the answer is the Ravid thinks right now, he's about to backtrack and say, no, maybe the Rif would say, yes, Noah?
In abstract, is the Ravid right now trying to just challenge the Rif and thereby also challenge the notion that we possibly might grow?
He's trying to show, but if you were to define Rava Shita the way the Ravid does, the Rif is in trouble. He's in trouble immediately from his proof. Because this is not possible, a sukkah tacha sukkah. And there are a number of other.
Is shita, what is it? Is shita that we possibly have?
Yes. Yes.
So he's right wants now, to show you. He's challenging the notion that if the rift is as he understands it to be, it doesn't make sense to possibly.
Correct. There are so many proofs against it. Let me give you one example. We'll read it in a moment. If you have schach that's above 20 amos, but there are hoots in there, like a lot of branches that. No, the schach is above 20. Sitting on the walls just above 20, but there are a lot of branches that descend into the sukkah, enough that those branches give you a majority shade on their own. So what's the din in that case? What's the din? What?
The din is that you can't challenge the notion that
there
is
good. So the Ravid says, it's clearly not like Rabbah. It must be like Rabbah. Because why is it good for Rabbah? Because once the schach reaches within 20, you can see it. According to Rabbah, how big do the walls have to be in such a sukkah to hold up schach that's primarily above 20, even though enough descends below? The walls have to be above 20. And if the walls are above 20, it's pasul according to Rabbah. So we know what the Rif Teretz would be for that. He would say, I don't agree with your whole premise. But it also means that that's the case. This wasn't the Rif's Raya. Right? The Raya is stuck on it. He attributes this as the Raya to the Rif. And then the Rif's got a problem. If you dismiss that part, as long as you don't try to bring a Raya from this, the Rif's in a lot better shape. Yes, no?
Wasn't Rava the one who talked about the chal being 20 amot, not including the schach?
Troublemaker.
I don't remember, but I think it might have.
You are correct. So I think all the Ravid would say to that is yes. That's exactly at 20. That's a dividing line. And the Mishnah tells you, sukkashi gavolam, in other words, was 20 across the line, or is 20 just inside the line? That's all that's about. But when you say, that's why he doesn't bring that Gemara. Yes, and you are correct, that would be shooting himself in the foot if he did. But he brings the Gemara, the schach was above 20, but there are hoots in Yerg and Lothel Chesun. So the support sides of the schach are above 20. But the schach, then, the parts that descends into it, that's why he brings that as a ride. Good. Okay. Zach?
According to the Ravid, why in Rabbi Yunia's formation head, we talking about the Shem Psuos, why do we need to mention
according to Rava,
it doesn't matter what
the schach is. No.
You're correct. That's a constant for everybody. It's the case, no?
No. The way we explain the Gemara, you need the Tzilas and the Chalasa for both of them.
In other words, why do you need... You're saying for the lower ones, it could also be Huadim, Hamasa, Merubim, Mitzilasem. So, yes, that's a question that's easy to answer. More, you can answer it?
Rabbi Yirmiyah always gives a case where it has the most things that are positive.
No, easier than that. He wants to give a case of Sukkah, Tachas, Sukkah. And it's Psula, and if the bottom one is Hamasa, Merubim, Mitzilasem, it's not Sukkah Tachas Sukkah anymore.
But isn't that the whole point of the
rabbi? That's what you're saying, Morty, effectively.
The rabbi is saying that. Rabbi would say, this isn't Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. It's just, it's possible because the...
So that question... No, I know that question remains, but the point is, if you're talking for the Rif, in other words, if you dismiss Rava, if you leave Rava, or you leave Rava out, or you leave out the rabbi's interpretation of Rava.
Oh, it's all within the rabbi's interpretation of Rava.
Well, that's his kasha. That's exactly...
What does he do? The rabbi's reading the... Like the Rift, where he thinks that...
No, because he's saying that this sugya is... he's going to say the whole point is this sugya is not like Rava. That's the whole point. In other words, he's going to say the whole sukkah is... the whole point that the sukkah is that the sugya is not like Rava, which means had the upper schach been Hamasa Merutzilasan, you might... there's what to talk about. The tachtona being...
No, so I mean, when the rabbi is saying that the Rift thinks that this is all according to Rava because...
because Rabba should be machshir, because right. The lower and upper schach are less than 20 amos apart.
And it's only because only Rabba shita would
passel back as the size of mechitzas. But then he says,
yeah, but it's only because of the size of mechitzas has nothing to do with the bottom sukkah.
A sukkah dach a sukkah.
Right.
That's exactly the Ravid's braya against the Rif. That's exactly the raya. Let's read. Okay. Let's read. Let me read a little bit. Okay, v'chutz mikavodo. That's, you know what? What the modern expression of that is. Kvodo b'mkom amunach. With all due respect, which of course never start a sentence with that way. When you start a sentence with all due respect, you know, or no respect, no disrespect intended, you probably shouldn't utter the second half of the sentence. V'chutz mikvodo ein kaim raya. The ikal ameimar hay lamalim esrum amad the kamar migaga tachtona kamar. In other words, Rambam would just say that when they say that the kaima oyona lamalim esrum, not the way Amiel said, but this is a full 20 amos above. That's what the Ravid says you could say. And then the sugya, you understand why Rav apostles. You understand why, right now you understand why Rav apostles too. But now he says better. He says, the ad the Rav, mehoshamin and the lesa le the Rav, the tachtona psula, my lesa the Rav. We see from this you don't hold like Rav. Again, it's a raya against. Why? The tachtona psula, my iriam yishrim sukkah shetacha sukkah. Tevek le dechulo defanos vo dires keva. Why don't you say, even if you establish the metzias like the Rif, the Ravid says, it's a raya against the Rif, because this should not be psula because of sukkah tachas sukkah. It should be psula because the walls are more than 20 amos tall from the ground. And therefore, by definition, he uses the expression that ba'u diras keva. Ba'u doesn't mean they require to be a sukkah, but it means in order for these walls to stand, they have to be diras keva. However, at the beginning of the second line, of the widest lines, ho the chelko l'malam esrim. Umay de amrina nami b'seifa tachtona k'sheira v'elyona psucha itzricha lei zimnin deha v'elyona l'malam esrim ama deha v'schach pasul mahu detem aligzor doma mitzdar v'schach pasul v'ha desach kosher mikom makom. So notice what happened there. What about now? The rabbi is going to bring a raya against the from the second part of Rav Yirmiya. When do we say what was Rav Yirmiya's case that the tachtona k'sheira and the elyona? I'm sorry. We would have been gozer. Why did you need to tell us that when the sukkah, when the schach yona is chamasa mitzilasa and it's below 20 amos, the bottom sukkah is ksheira? Why does the Gemara say you needed to tell us that? Because sometimes the schach ho'el yona will be where? Above 20 amos, so you don't notice. And mitzdarev schach pasul im schach kosher. So what does that mean? when you have a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos, where the top schach is chamasa mitzilasa, the lower schach, which is in a proper place, is tzilasa mitzilasa, it's mitzdari schach posel and schach kosher. So frek the ravid, what do you mean the bottom is schach kosher? What are you talking about? It's not schach kosher. Why is it not schach kosher? No! Because the walls are taller than 20 amos. Remember, where is the schach al yona? In the we would have made Xavier utter the case of the schach al yona. Where is the schach al yona in the case that would have been puzzle? The whole thing would have been no good. The bottom would have been no good. Where? Above 20 amos. If the schach al yona is above 20 amos, how tall are the walls? Above 20 amos. And the Gemara says, you should have been goes there. You might have been thought you should be goes there. Utter a case where the schach al yona is actually above 20 amos, that the bottom one will then be, then that the schach puzzle will be tzarach the schach kasha. But according, the Rabbi says, according to Rava, the bottom is not schach kosher. Because how tall are the walls that are the walls for the schach kosher? More than 20 amos tall. Because the schach ha-yona, even though it's chamas or mitzlasa, is above 20 amos. So that's what he says, that mikoma kom tachtona, third wide line, kari le schach kosher, v'ikar Rava, Haleka hachaschach kasher sharei tzarech ledefanos diras keva hol gavos meesrim. Because he chose to build the walls taller than 20, you are required to have to make the walls diras keva. Elavadai delo karava. See, it means the sugi of sukkah tachasukkah not only is not a raya for the rif, it's a chuft of the rif. Morty.
Even if you wanted to work with all of the rabbis.
Yeah.
Couldn't you just say that, like, Revere Me isn't talking about a case where the walls continue up? It's just the sukkah on top of the higher sukkah is, let's say, on smaller than the lower sukkah, meaning it's on the middle of the schach and the walls don't continue up.
How does the schach stay up more than 20 amos in the air?
It's on
a different set of walls.
Right. It's on.
That's good, but really, that's what you want to say about the case for Viermia? Come on.
Also, it's just
as I know. The answer is because it's a normal case, and in order for the schach, we have two sukkahs, one underneath the other, and we're dealing what is the schach of each. The idea, you know, that you're going to have that's very clever. But you can have if you build a separate. I mean, some achron is probably going to give that teretz right. It's kasha. Somewhere, somebody's going to say that, and that is perm teretz. Okay, so fine, good. But I think that's not, that's unreasonable to ask that of the right.
Now I have more questions about that case.
Oh no. Oh no, you don't.
What if you only use one wall from the original sukkah, like it's built on the
side? Oh, wise guy. Okay. That's why Jews don't have Christmas trees, because if they did, they start asking, how tall does it have to be? How many lights do you need per inch? You know, what color the lights have to be? It would be too much. Okay, too much. Anyway, fine. He continues, he's not done. The ode, towards the end of the third very wide line, kol hahi sugya dehutzin yordan lamata me esrim. You haven't seen this gemara yet. That's, I mentioned this gemara. Hutzin yordan lamata me esrim means the schach is primarily above 20, but a lot of shoots it means to be held up above 20, but many pieces descend down. Or bana ba it's bana it's the baba emtza isa kula emtza isa. That's the case. The following: you have a sukkah, a regular sukkah, taller than 20 amos. But in the middle of the sukkah, you build a solid platform where each of the sides is within 4 amos of the wall. So you can say dofan akuma with the schach that's no good on top. So basically, if you eat on the platform, or let's assume you eat on the platform, your sukkah, you have a sheer sukkah, and you're within 20 amos of the schach. Ah, the schach on the sides is above 20 amos, dofan akuma. Okay? So that sugya assumes what? Now what's holding up, when you build an itztaba in the middle of the sukkah, how big are the walls? More than 20 amos that are holding up the schach. So why should that case be good? The rabbi said that case is against Rava. Yehuda?
The itztaba case disproves the answer we had from the rabbi before, that's 20 amos from the floor, because
the itztaba
was above the
floor. The itztaba part of the floor. The itztaba is solid. Yeah, yeah, it's the best solid. Oh, I see what you're saying, good. I don't know what to say anymore about that case, how to fit it in. But I don't think the Rif agrees to the Baal HaMo, the Ravid's Hanach in the first place. I don't think that was the Rif's Raya. I mean, the Ravid is correct. If that had been the only Raya of the Rif, the Rif's in trouble. I don't think that's what the Rif's Raya was. I don't know if the Ramban is correct, but I don't have a better suggestion. But it's definitely not what the Ravid suggested. Okay. So the Ravid says that that sugya disproves it. Kula delo karava. Michtei defanu suschach lamalim esu mamahim. Ki hurtzin yordim v'chibana itzdeba mayhave v'alo diras kava boin lehu. The low kaima medir sarai, it will not stand up, those walls, if it's made derech harai. Now, the Ravid knows that the Rif could give an answer. Elo, the ika lamemar, the rava, lo kapir ad defanos, now the beginning of the fourth line from the bottom, bein diras keva la diras arai, ela aschacha, the beinan schach she roi le dofne arai. Rava only Rava doesn't require walls less than 20 amas. He needs schach that's ra'oi, for walls that are less than 20, the cheman the ika hutz and yardim o itzdeba ha ika schacha the chazir the diras arai. That's a very fancy way of saying you look at the gap between the floor of the sukkah and where the schach actually is situated. Uvahachi kule shmeitza liba the rava. All the sugyas will work for rava as well. Afa pishehu shinuya dechika miu mitarze divrei ravzal delo asir le kushe mehanach shmeitza kulu. Now, I think there's a minor change you have to make in the Ravid here. You don't have to, but it's an awkward... So what the Ravid just said in the course of a line was, you know what? None of these are really rise against the Rif, because the Rif could say, you can have the Fanas taller than 20 Amos. You just need Schach that's Roy for the Fanas Arai, which means if you can put Schach within 20 Amos of the floor, that's called Roy the Fanas Arai. Why? Because even by the Itzdeba, what could you do? You could have built walls on top of the Itzdeba that would have held up the Schach, and those walls would have been less than 20 Amos. Fine. There's a transition word, I think, that's missing here. Umi suka al gabe suka nami demaisi rayamine hi have tufte. But from, it should be a but, aval. In other words, we can answer up all the other sugyas. But he says from the sugya of suka al gabe suka, that's a tufta. Why? The chevon de ihu mefarish el yona lamala me esrim means, put these two words in quotes. Lamala me esrim in the Gemara means, mina karka ka'amar, not from the lower schach. Now he says the following. Now that, again, the Ravid insists that you explain like Amiel did the Rif, the way he said originally. Once you say that this schach is lamala me esrim, from the karka, but not from the lower schach. So why did we originally say that this was a raya for the Rif? Because for Rava, you can see the schach standing here. But for Rava, why did we say it was pasul? Originally, why did we say what was the raya of the Rif? Because the walls are taller than 20. But you just said, even the Rif agrees, for Rava, we don't care how tall the walls actually are. We only care how tall walls you need between your floor and the Schach. So now the whole Raya fell apart of the Rif, but he's not done. All right? So now it's a problem. Amai psula l'Rava. V'arei avir ha'ayona roi l'suka arai. In other words, it doesn't make any sense for Rava either. Ela vadai basar govan shel defanos azlinan. In other words, really, obviously, for the Rif to have even thought to bring a Raya, you have to say that we look at the actual height of the walls, the real height, not the hypothetical height, the real height. The Chevan de Givayhu, since they're very tall, Volokaime Mediris Arai, Psulos, they're Psulos. And therefore, Me'ata, Hanach Shmeitza, Kulan Kashan, Larava, Ladasa Ravzal. But Ulididan, Lokasha, Midi, the Hanach Shmeitza Basar Avira Azlinon. Ravid says, for me, it's not a problem. Because I'm holding like Rabbah, and you look at the air gap. Ah, but what do you do with this case? The answer is it's wrong. He says that Vesukha Gabe Sukha ki the parishnal el. The high yonu lamala may esum de kamar lamala migaga tahtona, not minakarka. Kamar. The ilamala minakarka kamar, hologara gaga tahtona me itzteba mitzisa shehich shorsa afa pisha lamala may esum. A wonderful Ravid. What's the Rif's answer to the question? Simple answer for the Rif. Davar Pashat. Two things. Number one, it's not his Raya. And number two, this is a crucial point. The crucial point is that he says that this is 24.
In other words, he says, not only is it 20 amos above the karka, it's also 20 amos above the lower stach. A note should be added here, drawing may not be to scale. Okay? Anyway, now, the only question left with the roof then is, what is his raya? Now, I don't know where the Ravid came on to this idea that this was the Rif's proof. I don't know. And that's why I started early by saying, what does the Rif say? My trick question, Kesser. What does the Rif say is the case of Shneim Psulos? And the answer is nothing. He doesn't say. In fact, I don't know if I mentioned yesterday in Shir, the Rif Paskins, they say the Rif Paskins not like Shmuel. The Ten Tzvachim. He paskins like one of the other Amoraim, like the middle Shita. But that passage doesn't exist in the Rif. It's all in parentheses in our Rif to be shown and then have it. The Rif doesn't tell us a word about how we paskin in the Sugi. He doesn't say, quote Rav Yirmiya. He doesn't quote the shear between the two Tzvachos. He doesn't say anything. That's a question why he omitted it. Okay. Anyway, that is what the Ravid says. So, yes, you might disagree with the Ravid, but he thought that the only way the Rif quoted brought a raya from the sugya. In fact, what is the raya? The Ravid is still left with a raya from the sugya. What's the raya that the Ravid has from the sugya? In other words, I deflected the Rif, right? And as if the Rif brought a raya from something else. Let's say you were to wake up the Ravid and the Rif called them to base them, and you explain to the Ravid that wasn't the Rif's proof. Why would the Ravid still disagree with the Rif? What would he say? What's the linchpin of the Ravid's argument, independent of anything the Rif said? No one?
The Girsa?
No Girsa. There's nothing to do. The Ravid does not have the Girsa of the Baal HaMor. The Rif might not either, although the Ramban thinks he does. No Girsa.
According to the Ravid, you could say that the top one is 24 Amar.
Oh, that's not in the Girsa. The Gemara doesn't say it. Amar is interpretation. It's not a Girsa question. Right, and I don't think the Gemara, as we have it, says El Yona Kaima Lamala Me Esrim. It doesn't say Min what.
Yeah.
So the Amar is just an interpretation. That's what you mean. There is a Raya. If you accept one assumption of the Ravid, that the Fanos taller than 20 Amos are Psulos automatically, what's the Raya of the Ravid against the Rif? How do you know that the Sugya is against Rava? In other words, you're telling me that this gap is bigger than 20 now. I know why Rav apostles, I know where Rav apostles. So what's the Raya against Rav Yair?
Why we call the bottom Sukkah Sukkah?
Excellent. Why is the bottom Sukkah called the Sukkah Tacha Sukkah? The Ravid would say, according to Rav, it's wrong. It's not because it's Sukkah Tacha Sukkah. It's because it's the Eres Keva, because the walls are taller. Now the Rif would answer that very easily. I never said what you said. Right? I don't believe that just because you build the walls 50 amos tall, as long as you put the schach, okay, so as long as you put it recessed, you're fine. That's what the Rif would say. If you don't say that, then the Ravid's got a great raya against the Rif. But the Rif wouldn't say that, I think. Zach?
In which case is the kasha of the Ravid on? Is it from Tachton Kshira?
Right here. Yep.
Tachton Kshira, El Yonah.
No. The kasha is why they call the lower sukkah sukkah pasukas a sukkah tacha sukkah. It's possible because
when the El Yonah is psula,
right? If take away the sukkah of the El Yonah, what's the din of the lower sukkah? The Ravid says according to Rava, it's still psula. It's not tacha sukkah anymore. It's psula because the walls are too tall. It's not the rest. All right.
In the Gemara.
When he says it's possible, he says that he says the El Yonah is psula. He says, what's the case of El Yonah Stratonet Voshneim Psula? Meaning, and we're talking about Sukkah Tacha Sukkah.
So he's just assuming that's the Nekuda what makes it.
Pas Psula, and he's assuming that for Rava, that's not the Nekuda that makes it Psula. He's saying for Rava, it's.
Rabbi Yirmiya never said, and it's possible because.
Sort of, I know, but the Sugya is saying. You know, when you have built the sukkah tacha sukkah, okay, so you give me another teretz. You're saying, that's not the reason it's possible. The Gemara said it's possible, but doesn't say why. I think if you work through diyukim, you'll see that the Ravid might be correct on that point. If you were to concede the larger principle that walls taller than 20 always possible according to Rava, no matter where you put the schach, I suspect that you could, by inference, demonstrate that. I think so. You have to work through it a little bit. Okay. Fine. That leaves for tomorrow, the Milchamos. And it leaves also, I want to just take a look at the next Baal HaMor, just the first paragraph, Anut Mehim,
and the Ravid's response. I didn't put that there originally. I'm going to have to explain. We will get to do a little bit of a brisker chakira tomorrow in the Machlokas HaRishonim to deal with the Machlokas, the Ravid, and the Balamor, because there is another girsa on the Gemara on Daf, whatever, Yud Aleph or Yud Beis Amid Aleph. Okay.